you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best pieces of classical music and having you screaming for more in no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives.
This week we are going to listen to concertos. Concertos are works for solo instrument and orchestra. Usually there are three movements. We've already heard some slow movements from concertos. It's time to listen to the first movement. The first movement is sort of the signature movement. Most people remember that first movement and it kind of associated with the work as a whole. We will also listen to some last movements, which are usually fast and exciting. I'm going to shorten these clips, especially in the longer movements. The flute and recorder are very similar instruments. The recorder sounds a little bit more like a whistle. Telemann, a composer who was very famous in his time, wrote a concerto for flute and recorder, which enables us to compare the two instruments side by side. This is Michaela Petri and William Bennett performing Georg Philipp Telemann's concerto for flute and recorder with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Try and see whether you can tell which is which.
Thank you.
first movement we are going to listen to is one of the most highly recognizable movements in the Baroque repertoire. It is a triple concerto for flute, violin and harpsichord, and was one of the earliest concertos featuring the harpsichord as a solo instrument. In those times, that is roughly the time of Benjamin Franklin, say, the harpsichord was a sort of a background instrument. When Bach used one as a solo instrument, people were startled, we're told. Here's the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major, the first movement. Towards the end, there is almost 2.5 minutes of a pure harpsichord solo. This is kind of a crazy thing, even for that time. And harpsichord solos in the middle of a concerto for 2.5 minutes was very, very rare and almost never happened again. But I'm just warning you so that you can be prepared for this thing. You can go off and get yourself a cup of coffee or something. Thank you. One of the first performances I heard of the Williamsport Symphony was the Haydn Trumpet Concerto, conducted by then maestro Rolf Smedwick, who was the solo trumpeter as well. Here's the last movement of that same piece, played by Maestro Smedwick with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. The second movement is also very memorable, and I urge you to take a listen to it, perhaps on YouTube or something. All right, here we go.
Okay, now this is getting to be problematic because these are all long pieces, and so I have to juggle with them so that I get them down to exactly 28 minutes. Okay, I'm going to play a fragment of Mozart's famous clarinet concerto, the first movement, and I'm going to play just a little bit more than 4 minutes of that. Okay, here we go. Everybody's radio, independent radio for open minds, Archie's Archives, and that's the end of the first 28 minutes. Stay tuned for the rest. Mozart wrote 5 violin concertos, which were intended to be pure entertainment and an opportunity to show off the skill of the violinist.
This is the classical tradition of the concerto, an element of showcasing skills and the dramatic contrast between the soloist and the orchestra. I have a couple of versions of Mozart's concerto number 4, and just to see the difference between them, here is Victoria Mulova playing a few seconds of the first movement. Now here's Pinchas Zukerman, a collaborator with Itzhak Perlman, but playing solo in this case. Pinchas Zukerman playing the same few seconds. It seems like Victoria sounds a little bit more vigorous and youthful in her playing, and Pinchas Zukerman, surprisingly, sounds more melodious and somehow feminine. Anyway, I'm going to play you Victoria Mulova's performance, and another time we might listen to Pinchas. Thank you. Mozart was a child prodigy and a fabulous pianist of that time. This is the ending of one of his most famous concertos, written shortly before he died, at a time when he was deeply depressed. There's absolutely no hint of his mental state in the music. He was a very amazing man. This performance is by Chick Corea, and the orchestra is the St. Paul's Chamber Orchestra, conducted by, of all people, Bobby McFerrin. The performance is actually wonderful, crystal clear, and well articulated. Here is the finale of Mozart's Concerto No. 23 in A major, K488.
Thank you.
Since we mentioned Bobby McFerrin, we have to play something from him, which we all know well.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry.
Be happy.
Listen to what I say in your life.
This is the ending of Beethoven's famous Emperor Concerto in E-flat major, and it's one of the most amazing concertos written for any instrument by anybody.